podcast production.
Again, listeners, welcome to another episode of Mixing It Up with Mike Carpenter. I am your humble host, Mike Carpenter. I'm going through the bumpiest section of this road ever right now, sorry. I'm in my car, obviously. It is 6:37 a.m., just got off work, and I am fucking tired. I've been working a lot lately, which is good for the wallet, bad for the brain. God damn it. It's also cold. Fuck, is it cold right now? It is cold as a witch's tit out here, man. It's fucking, 16 degrees outside. Also inside my car, it's probably the same because I have my heat turned down, so I can fucking not have background noise as much. But anyway, so this week has been a week. Yeah, man, it's been a hell of a week. Bunch of shit. I'm sure I'll get around to talking about some of this stuff in a later episode someday, but as for right now, I have other things I want to talk about. So, one of which being, it was the 2-year anniversary of the Popular Outcast podcast. And, congrats to those dudes. Also, sorry if I got the sniffles, man. It, like I said, it's fucking cold out. My nose is all runny. Son of a bitch. But yeah, on, they had an intro to their episode and a mystery dude. I don't know who it is, but someone recorded a little intro for their 2-year anniversary episode, and whoever that guy was mentioned my podcast in a very positive manner, and I was super flattered. And I asked, who all did I ask? I know I asked Bill. I'm not sure if I asked Jeff or Mike. I think I did, but I don't remember. Either way, I asked a bit who it was or how I could contact them, and at the time, they weren't sure, whoever I asked, because I don't remember. But, in theory, dude is a fan of this podcast, or was, at least a month or two ago. So, if you still are and you're listening to this, you are the shit. You are awesome. That whole bit with Ric Flair fucking cracked me up, and I would love to get a hold of you. Not physically, maybe, but, at least I would like to get in contact with you and just, at the very least, chat, because you are rad. Maybe even have you be a guest on my podcast if you are somewhat local. And if you're not, we could do a phone thing. Whatevs, this is my shout-out to you. Whoever you are, mystery man, you are wonderful. So that's that. What else did I have? Oh, fuck. Fuck. There's a car right on my dick. And, oh boy, I had things, and my mind just fucking blanked. Ugh, son of a bitch. Sometimes I record these real last minute, and, my mind blanks out. I have a story that I want to tell, but I kind of want to save it for a stand-up thing. And I know some of the people that listen to this also come to the Mike's No Mic Open Mic, which next one is on December 28th in Sunbury, Pennsylvania, at the Eagles, Fraternity of the Eagles. So I'm definitely going to tell it then. Yeah, I guess I'll hold off. God damn it. it's a fun story, and it's just kind of stupid, but there's enough funnies in it that I think I can make it work for a bit, but whatever. Son of a bitch. I've been doing a lot of writing lately, stand-up-wise. Again, I was pretty happy with my last set. I haven't checked the inner tubes recently to see if they posted, if the last open mic videos were posted yet, but I'll have to look into that, because if they are, I'll put the audio from my stand-up, the last set, on here. I'll have to check. Like I said, I'm not sure if it's up yet. If it is, it'll be on here on this episode at the end of it. I'll tack it on. If it's not up yet, then you won't hear me doing stand-up at the end of this episode. Congratulations. Hooray. Oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy. I have been hankering lately for new tattoos. I don't know, like, every little addiction that I have, I've just been craving recently. Tattoos and piercings, and I like to say that I drink a lot, but I really don't. I do go out to the bar quite a fucking bit, as anyone who follows me or is friends with me on Snapchat knows. I'm always at the bar, but where I live, that is the only sociable place within 50 miles, so, and I still have to drive 25 minutes, give or take, to get there, but there is nothing else to do around here. I don't get good internet at my house, I don't get Netflix, I have literally nothing to do except for go to actually a really nice bar. It's a really great place, but it seems to be the kind of the social hub of this area. So if it seems that I drink a lot, I really don't. But I have been craving the beers lately. Man, just I'm a fan of beer. I wouldn't call it an addiction to beer. No more than an addiction to pizza or licorice. I enjoy both of those things also. But I wouldn't say I'm addicted to them. But I've been drinking lately, and I'll fucking plug this beer because it's good. there's a beer out somewhere in the world. It's from a small brewery in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, or right outside Lancaster. I think it's in Conestoga, maybe, or not Conestoga. What the fuck's the place called? Fuck, something with a C. Doesn't matter. Whatever. But it's called Big Gruesome. Big Gruesome Peanut Butter Chocolate Stout. Fuck my ass, is that shit fantastic. It is dark, like dark, dark. That shit's black. It is fucking chewy. Mmm. It is just a good, thick, dark-ass beer, and it has been hitting the spot lately. A mug of that'll fucking, I don't know, do something. I don't know where I was going to go with that. It's going to do something, and it's going to be good, whatever it does. It's going to get work done. but, oh god, whatever. I don't know, I'm stupid. excuse me. But yeah, check that shit out. Man, that's some good beer. But yeah, everything. The tattoos, man. I've been fucking just craving ink. And I need to save money for car shit and just for life shit. I got a bunch of bills due near the beginning of next year, like fucking insurance and what have yous and this and that. So yeah, I just don't have the fundage for the ink. But I'm craving it, man. Oh, shit. I got them fucking tattoo cravings. I have so much empty canvas on me that I want to be filled with delicious inks. But, oh, what have you. I'm still youngish. I still have plenty of time for tattoos.
Hey, guys. I have a secret for you. If you go to popularoutcast.com and click on the purple banner for Amazon and clear your cookies first, you can go to Amazon.com and buy all the fucking shit you want. And we get a little taste of the profits. Oh, God, the profits. We'll make so much fucking money and we can buy new microphones and buy new cars and buy a cruise ship and live like fucking kings. So help us out. Click the fucking banner. We love you. Bye. Thank you.
guy is just going to high-beam me like a son of a bitch. Fuck you, buddy. There you go. Oof. Yeah, I've been road ragey lately. I can't speak. I've been just a ball of crazy emotions. I don't know why. I'm not sure if I'm PMSing. I'm not sure if I am pregnant. But it seems any emotions I've been having in the last week and a half or so have just been heightened. If I am happy, I am fucking ecstatic. And if I am sad, I am just a molten mess of human waste. Just a puddle of shit. And everything in between. I don't know what's going on right now, but some shit's happening. Like I said, I might be pregnant. I might need to take a pregnancy test. Will you fucking flash your high beams at dickbag? So I got the road rage, man. Ooh. I got people behind me flashing the high beams. I don't know why. Maybe I have a brake light out or something. I went recently to get my oil changed because I don't do that nearly as much as I should. I drive a 2005 CRV, Honda CRV. And in the book it says you only need to change your oil once every 10,000 miles, which I think is pretty fucking nuts because I thought you were supposed to do like every 3. I try to do it like every 5 or 6, but I did go a little bit over 10 this last time. And anyway, I had a bunch of filters changed and my car has been running much better lately, but I'm just worried about things. And of course, you cannot take your goddamn car to a mechanic without them fucking, like, I have never gone to a mechanic ever for anything, for any fucking reason. Doesn't matter if I just want new windshield wiper fluid and I just need to go buy a bottle and they look out the window. It doesn't fucking matter. If I go to a mechanic, something is wrong with my car. They're never like, oh, there's your car. Enjoy it. It works right now. It's working correctly. That doesn't fucking happen. I don't know why. I mean, nothing major has happened yet. Knock on wood, windows, and everything else. But, god damn it. I really can't afford for anything wrong to go with this car right now. So, anything. But I'm not sure if I worded that sentence correctly. It sounded weird. But, yeah, you get what I mean. That's been in my fucking head the last couple days. Oh, my. And that was a fucking bitch to do also, because I waited till I went after work, because I figured I'd get there right in the fucking morning. So I just got done working like a 9-hour shift. This is after coming home, because I was downstate, and so I drove, you know, 2 hours, whatever. Actually, it was probably about 3, because I drove real slow. So after a 3-hour drive, right to work, not much sleep the 2 days prior because I was down home having fun. I only got about 4 hours of sleep each night. And then fucking get my 9-hour shift, then take my car right to the goddamn garagey thing. And then I fucking piss around there. I don't get out of there till, I don't think I got there till close to like 8:30 or so. Probably a little later than that because I live in the middle of nowhere and there is nothing anywhere. Everything takes at least 45 minutes to get to around here. But anyway, so then I fucked around there for like an hour and a half or 2 hours till I got done with my car and then fucking driving back. And it was just a fucking hell of a day. Oh boy. I hope this is why you listened. I hope you listened to hear me complain today. Because that's what you're going to get. Complaints. Bitching. Oof. So what else? Tattoos. I want more tattoos. I think I'm done on piercings. I think I'm pretty much pierced wherever I want to be pierced. I've had, I think a total of 20 or 21. I don't remember which. I want to say 20. That sounds right. I currently have 11 that I maintain. Let's see, what do I have? Oh, I'll go over everything. Why the fuck not? So I have my ears gauged to, I hate the term gauge, by the way. Fuck, I hate when people say that. You don't gauge something. Not like an ear. A gauge is a measurement. It'd be like saying I have them inched. But whatever. I have my earlobes stretched. I don't know what to, I think to like an inch and a half. I have my inner conscious pierced. I have my septum pierced and stretched to half inch, which I keep a little silicone tunnel in, and no one ever knows it's there. I usually put a little ring through the tunnel. I have my lower lip pierced twice. I have my nipples pierced and stretched slightly to like 4 gauges or so, maybe 2, so I forget what they are. Where am I at here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And the last two, I have a Prince Albert that I... Sometimes I take it out for months at a time. Sometimes I leave it in for months at a time. Sometimes I stretch it. Sometimes I don't stretch it. I just kind of... It just exists whenever it exists. It's not going to close. I had it stretched to an ample size at one point. And so every so often I'll just kind of downsize it and let it shrink back down. And then I'll stretch it back up because it's kind of fun to stretch. And I just kind of fuck with it sometimes. And then I have a... I guess it's your frenum, which would be like the little strip... I don't know if uncircumcised males have a frenum. I guess they would. I don't know. The frenum would be underneath the head of your penis. There's like that little strip of tissue, like directly underneath the head, where the coronal, what's it called? The coronal ridge, coronal rim of the head of the penis kind of meets the bottom. Yeah, whatever that thing's called. Well, it's called your frenum, but I don't know who all has that and who doesn't. Not sure, but I have that pierced. Fuck it. I have that pierced, and that's stretched also. I don't know what to, like a 6 or a 4 or something. Who the hell knows? But yeah, I'm kind of done on piercings. Like, I don't... There are a lot of piercings I like to see on other people. I enjoy... I don't know. I'm... Oddly enough, I'm a stickler for eyebrow piercings. I know they get a bad rap because... They kind of are like the... Oh, and I feel bad saying this, but like the tramp stamp of piercings, almost... Like, they just kind of have, like, a trashiness effect to them sometimes. But on certain people, in multiples, I think they look really nice. Like, if someone has 2 on each side, it has to be symmetrical. I don't like one. I don't like one of anything on anyone that isn't centered. I like symmetry. It is nice. But, yeah, I don't know, I wear glasses, and just, I wouldn't get my eyebrows pierced, because I just don't, I wouldn't like it on me, and I barely have eyebrows as it is. I have, like, the lightest eyebrows, and they're thin and weird, and I don't fucking know, I don't even have eyebrows, but, I like when, certain people have their cheeks pierced. I know they can get, like, a bad thing to them also, depending if they're not done right, and where they're placed, and jewelry, and everything else, and I'm not a big fan of them on most males, especially not large males like myself. I wouldn't see that being any kind of attractive. I often think about getting my lip done again, but I don't need it. Yeah, I'm just kind of done on the piercing thing. There's a few other genital piercings I wouldn't mind having, just to try them out. Nothing I really want to keep, I don't think, but just one or two I just want to try out for a couple months and see how that goes, but I'm in no rush for that shit. Like I said, I think I'm done. I think I'm done on the piercing game. But the tattoos, man, like... I'm a giant motherfucker. Like, I have so much room for tattoos, and I just want tons. I want to be covered. Someday I would like to be able to be not noticed as a Caucasian male. Be like, oh, that is a human being covered in tattoos. I don't know what race he is. There is no birth skin left on his body. That would be neat. But I think it's going to be a short episode, because I'm almost at my house, and I think that's all you're going to get for this week. I might tack on a song or two just to kind of have fun. Hopefully that stand-up's done. If I can get the stand-up around, maybe I will. And yeah, I might tack. There might be more to this episode. I'm not sure. But if not, my name is Mike Carpenter. Thank you for listening. Check me out on Facebook. Add me on Snapchat, MIUWMC. You know, check me out on iTunes, follow me on Twitter at Mike Shit, call my Google voicemail at 702-PODCUNT, and, you know, if you've listened to before any episode, you know how to get a hold of me. So, thank you for listening. Take it easy. Bye!